Harley says its net income for the first 3 months of this year was down 18% compared to last year. During the quarter, there was a three-week strike at Harley's manufacturing plant in York, Pennsylvania, and production of motorcycles dropped by more than 10,000. Plants in Wisconsin and elsewhere were affected. Leisure analyst Tim Conder of A.G. Edwards says the strike cut into Harley's efficiency and depressed some of the earnings. But Conder says the deal reached in York benefited both Harley and its labor union and will be a blueprint for other Harley plants.
And I think that contract that was settled in York, and given that that's their largest plant, will have a flow-through effect for the Kansas City negotiations, which happen later on this year, and then also for the Wisconsin facility negotiations, which will be next year.
Conder says some Milwaukee-area workers settled a contract battle last fall and will soon see a plant expansion. He says many analysts will be paying close attention to actual sales of Harley motorcycles as the weather warms up to get a true short-term picture of the company. Some have said that Harley's sales have peaked and that the firm is beginning a slow decline. But Conder predicts that the world market will become more important.
I think what you will see, and management has said this, is more of their sales shifting outside the U.S. As people outside the U.S. discover what people in the U.S. have already seen, is that Harley builds a very good product.
Conder says the Harley sales growth percentage inside the U.S. will only be in the low single digits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.